great fun in Europe for this fun season. And in international news, Trump says he has obligation to sue BBC over speech aid. And in sports news, Zambia under 17 set to face Mali in the World Cup knockout clash. In detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, an economist has questioned Zambia's economic gains from joining the coalition on foreign carbon markets, arguing that the country's low carbon emission and limited fossil fuel use mean it stands to earn little from carbon trading. Speaking in an interview with Unga Radio, Yusuf Dodia says while the initiative promotes high integrity carbon markets and sustainable climate finance, Zambia's participation may not yield significant financial returns because the country's emissions are low. Dodia says Zambia is very small emitter, the country's emissions and use of fossil fuels are not much, meaning there is a limitation in how much revenue can be made. Dodia added that the Zambia's development priorities should focus on improving people's livelihoods rather than chasing gains from carbon credits or cost of benefits. We should rather use charcoal to feed our people than starve them just to benefit from carbon credits. He has explained that carbon markets are more suitable for industrialized nations such as India, China and the United States, which reduce large volumes of greenhouse gases and therefore have greater potential to trade in emissions reduction. Dodia has emphasized that Zambia should prioritize economic growth and self-reliance before focusing on environmental integrity, noting that the country's current independence on donor support makes us vulnerable to foreign influence in policy decisions. An agricultural expert has predicted that Zambia's agriculture sector will thrive in the 2025-2026 farming season as country is likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall. Speaking in an interview with Unga Radio, Dr. Oliver Kandela Wulaya says that based on the report and guidance from the Weather Meteorology Department, he is certain that the farmers will have great harvest. Walaya urges farmers to prepare well by ensuring to get advice from extension consultants in the buying of good seeds for a better production and yield. Meanwhile, a research agronomist from Good Nature Agro says Sakala adds that some parts of the country like Eastern Province are already receiving good rainfall and farmers are already plowing their fields and ready to plant. Sakala further urges farmers to take advantage of this season by selling their yield to the farms to the Food Reserve Agency FRA, seeing that they are paying out on time. A bus driver has called for the Lusaka City Council to improve drainage system and put in place flood control measures in bus stations. Speaking during an interview with Unga Radio, Nasembo from Kulimatawa bus station says floods affect the safety of passengers and causes damage to vehicles. Meanwhile, the Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba has acknowledged the problem faced by residents in the city due to rainy season. Mwamba says that measures have been put in place to mitigate floods experienced last year in a bus station like Kulimatawa. She further says that the drainage system are being worked on and the council is working on implementing culverts along Lumumba Road. Mwamba has since appealed to the public to ensure that they do not dispose of garbage in drainage system in order for the city to be clean and orderly and prevent waterborne diseases. Still in local news, Minister of Health has announced that Zambia has recorded a 16% increase in malaria cases in the first half of 2025 compared to the same period last year. This was at a commemoration of the Southern Africa Development Community SADC Malaria Week, which is aimed to end malaria and protect the lives of the people. Speaking during the briefing, Minister of Health, Elijah Muchema, says that the number of cases has risen from 205 to 237. Muchema noted that malaria-related deaths have declined, with the mortality rate falling from 4 to 3%. However, he says that measures have been put in place to curb malaria, such as the introduction of the malaria vaccine, ongoing residential indoor spraying, distribution of mosquito nets, and more. Muchema has reaffirmed the government's commitment to malaria prevention and credited the progress to strengthen intervention in high-risk areas. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services launched the Digital Strategy Business Community Disaster Recovery and ICT Security Guide in Lusaka. The initiative aims to strengthen digital systems and improve the delivery of social protection services to vulnerable communities across the country. Speaking during the launch, Doreen Mwamba said the framework demonstrates the government's commitment to modernizing service delivery within the ministry. Mwamba says the ICT guidelines will enhance the targeting and monitoring of vulnerable households who benefit from various social protection programs like social cash transfer. The minister says in an era of digital risk and climate-related challenges, it has become essential for public institutions to adopt clear plans that protect data and ensure continuity of services. Mwamba has urged staff members in all provinces and districts to fully embrace the digital strategy and apply the ICT security measures in their day-to-day work. Finally, in local news, the Ministry of Energy has reaffirmed its commitment to resolving the recent fuel shortages across the country. Speaking at a press briefing today, Honorable Marcos Ochikote says the ministry has put in place short and long-term measures to address the problem and prevent their reoccurrence. Chikote says as of Tuesday, 11th November 2025, the country has more than 57 million liters of diesel and about 40 million liters of petrol. He says the temporary supply disruption was purely logistical and not as a result of depleted reserves. The ministry expects the situation to stabilize soon. The government has since apologized to the public for the inconvenience caused and has assured the nation of its continued commitment to maintain a stable and reliable supply of petroleum products throughout Zambia. That ends this. We now take a short break. To become is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Have you stolen any or what?
This Black Friday at Fast Mobile, get up to 50% discount on selected items. Get massive deals on Samsung, iPhone, Infinix, Tecno, Itel, Google Pixel, and Blackview phones. Plus, crazy discounts on top brand tablets like Blackview and Samsung, including iPads, smartwatches, Bluetooth speakers, headphones, barbing machines, and all accessories. Power up with laptops, desktops, HP monitors, printers, CCTV, Canon and Sony cameras, PS5, Nintendo Switch and Xbox. Find us along Freedom Way, shop number A75, Chuparamba Road, opposite Town Center Market, shop number